Airlines around the world have grounded their fleets of Boeing 737 MAX 8s after the crash involving the aircraft model in Ethiopia on Sunday. However, experts feel Australian passengers won't have to fear about their safety in the air, as Aussie airlines like Virgin are yet to receive their MAX 8 planes. Kevin Suarez has the story.
An Ethiopian Airlines plane en route to Nairobi, Kenya, crashed shortly overnight after taking off from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, killing all 157 passengers on board. The accident comes months after another crash featuring the same plane model, the Boeing 737 MAX 8, crashed into the Java Sea 12 minutes after taking off from Jakarta. Now countries around the world are grounding their fleets of MAX 8 aircraft despite Boeing's assurance of the plane's airworthiness. Peter Gibson is the spokesperson for the Australian Civil Aviation Safety Authority and says Australia will not be following suit with the plane's grounding, as Australian airlines haven't received the MAX 8 planes yet.
Well, Australia is watching the investigation of the accident very closely. We're also looking carefully at what the United States Federal Aviation Administration is doing. At this stage, of course, there are no 737 MAX aircraft being used by any Australian airlines. So, obviously, we don't have to take any action at this point, but we're watching developments very, very carefully and very closely. We'll continue to do that, particularly as some analysis of the latest accident becomes available in the coming weeks and months.
Mr. Gibson says the two accidents may lead to passengers questioning their safety in the air, but they should wait until investigations into the Lion Air and Ethiopian Airlines crashes have concluded.
Well, that's understandable that passengers would be nervous, but I think you've got to be a little bit patient. The investigation into the latest accident really hasn't started yet. They've just started gathering evidence. The actual analysis of that information and evidence will take some time. And until we get that, we won't really understand whether the Indonesian accident and the Ethiopian accident go back to the same sorts of causal factors, or whether indeed there are other factors at play.
Margaret Lawson, Managing Director of Cole Lawson Communications, also feels passengers should feel confident in their safety while in the air, as the numbers back it as the safest method to travel.
Look, it absolutely is troubling. The statistics around commercial aviation are that it is the safest way to travel by far. The stats actually show that you should be expecting about one major fatal aircraft crash for every 3 million flights. So when you think about that, in some years, 2017 was one, there wasn't a major commercial aircraft crash where we lost a passenger jet. It is a very rare occurrence. So to see a couple happen within just a few months of each other obviously does cause people to pause and question what's going on and whether there are any common factors involved.
With countries around the world choosing to ground their fleet of MAX 8 aircraft, she says it is an appropriate reaction if the airlines feel it is necessary to be cautious.
Exercising an abundance of caution, as some jurisdictions are doing, and grounding the aircraft is an appropriate response where you think that there is a significant risk. We've just seen in the hours ahead of this interview going to air that Singapore has announced that it's going to be preventing these particular aircraft from operating within its borders. There have been statements today from Boeing and the FAA saying that they're going to expedite design changes or system changes. So in those circumstances, it certainly is not inappropriate to exercise an abundance of caution.
There are many ways to ensure the safety of passengers who have chosen to fly. Mr. Gibson outlined some of them.
In the meantime, I think passengers should understand that airlines are very conservative. There are any potential problems, they deal with those immediately. And aviation safety regulators, such as ourselves, obviously act very quickly if there are immediate safety risks. So I think passengers can continue to fly with confidence, but understand that everything is being done to get to the bottom of these accidents.
With investigations underway, Ms. Lawson explained what factors may be explored for causing the accident.
Air crashes that are caused by engineering or the failure of the aircraft are incredibly rare. So when you have a situation like this happening within such a short period of time, you look at, first of all, the aircraft itself and whether there is a design flaw, but also you look at the operator and the human factor and whether there is something that's changed about the aircraft that means that it's handling differently from how the pilots are expecting, and they're experiencing a common set of problems.
Mr. Gibson says the accident has already led to changes for the training of pilots of the 737 MAX 8s.
At this stage, the Indonesian accident investigation hasn't been fully completed, but both the manufacturer, Boeing, and the United States Federal Aviation Administration have agreed on a number of changes being made, both to the aircraft and to the pilot training and pilot systems for the 737 MAX. So there's been some developments there. Obviously, this latest accident is just too soon. We haven't, not in a position to learn any lessons yet because the investigation really hasn't even started.
Peter Gibson, spokesman with the Civil Aviation Authority, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.